I met you here in the lobby. I thought this was going to be a fun place to do a demo, because we're here in the Santa Clara Marriott. What is all this stuff you have with you, and what can you do with it?
Yeah, so this is a demo I gave earlier today to some of the Top Coder participants. What we have here is we have a very fun new Pharos Bluetooth device. Essentially what it does is it gets GPS coordinates, and through Bluetooth it can communicate with any device that can talk to its Bluetooth bubble.
Is this the one that comes with the Streets and Trips 2005?
Yes, it is.
Ah.
That's exactly the same device.
Okay. So you, for about $125,
that's right.
You
that's,
can get this with Streets and Trips.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This guy here is a...
Pocket. It's on my Christmas list. That's why I know
that's right. This guy's a Pocket PC. I'm running Pocket PC 2003. It is a smartphone with Bluetooth enablement on it. So what we can do now is write a little application, essentially write a driver that will serially, through Bluetooth, communicate with the Pharos device.
We really are in the hotel here. There's kids behind us.
No doubt. No doubt.
Just to show this is a real demo, not
a... This is a real demo, nothing fake. We hope the ceiling in the hotel is not too thick or the GPS unit is going to get finicky. Essentially, what we can do is write a little driver on the Pocket PC that serially communicates with the Pharos device through Bluetooth, and it gets the coordinates from it. And then what we can do is we can do fun things with it. So imagine this is a phone. Imagine a realtor is using it. We can then use this to call a MapPoint web service with the coordinates to get a real map of where we are. We can then talk to a local database to find out, as a realtor, what are the different places I need to show property at today. And then we can call the MapPoint web service again and say, now interpolate the locations of my different listings with the map that I have with pushpins so that I can figure out what the shortest path is. Now that does the part of interacting with the Pharos device. Even cooler is to actually use the phone features. So now that we have the listings of properties I'm going to show, it's very cool if we can actually interpolate that data and with my contact information that's already stored in the phone, so that I can easily, with a push of a button, make a phone call to the person that I'm going to show a house to next. If I'm late, if I'm bringing people over, and things of that nature.
Okay.
So let's get started. And as we're getting started, let me give a little shout out to Ori, Scott, and Nishan over back in Redmond, who actually helped me get this demo all working yesterday when we were having all sorts of Bluetooth issues. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the C++ ATL application. This is one of the new things with Visual Studio 2003. This is our first platform where we actually support unmanaged development for the devices.
Right.
It's all integrated into VS. Really, really cool stuff. We'll create a brand new project. We'll call this our GPS project. What this is going to do, this is our driver that we're going to use to communicate with the Pharos device. You'll notice a little wizard comes up. The wizard provides us with both Pocket PC and smartphone 2003 as platforms. We'll go ahead and choose the Pocket PC 2003. And this is very akin to the experience you get inside of Visual Studio for your normal C++ development. So if we go to class view, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a new class. This is the class that we're going to use to write the driver. It's going to be a simple ATL object, and let's call it, you know, read GPS, which is essentially what our little driver is going to do. Go ahead and click finish. You'll create all the different, H file, header files, CPP files, interfaces that are required for it. And then all we need to do is add one method to it. We're actually going to go over here and say add method, and our method is going to be getData. And it's going to consist of a BSER pointer, which we'll call our latitude. We'll make it an out parameter. And it's going to consist of another BSER pointer, which we'll call our longitude. And we'll also make that an out parameter. And now we're almost done with our driver. All we have to do is define the header for it. I won't actually type it for you. I'll just paste it in. Essentially, all I'm doing is I'm defining the getData method with the two BSER pointers that we just saw, the latitude and the longitude.
That's cool.
Next, we just need to implement the driver. The driver is going to be really, really simple. I'll just click on the CPP file, and again, draft just a few lines of code that will, in essence, just send a sentence over to the Pharos device serially through COM4 and get the coordinates back, the longitude and the latitude, which we then populate in our two out parameters. That's pretty much all there is to it. The last thing we're going to have to do is actually go to the properties and make sure we have the right set of link libraries. So I'll go to the linker property, I'll select inputs, and I'll augment the list of inputs to actually include the GPS driver. GPS driver dot lib. Go ahead and click OK. And now, assuming the demo gods are with us, we'll go ahead and build that, and we should have no issues.
Well, you built MS Build, so...
That's right. How hard could this be? And the build succeeded, and we'll go ahead and deploy it to the device. So now we built it locally, and we're going to ship it over to the smartphone device. I'll go ahead and click deploy. And there we go. Deploy succeeded. So we're done with our driver. The driver is sitting here. We can actually talk to the Pharos device now, and we can get coordinates back. That's not that much fun. Let's build a front end to it. Let's actually now add a new project to our application. And the new project we're going to add is going to be a C# smart device Pocket PC application. And we'll call her our listings manager. Now you're going to see a bunch of very cool things right away that are new with Visual Studio 2003 and our smart and our devices.
2005 or 2003?
2005. Thank you. With Visual
you
Studio 2005.
The right year here.
That's right. So the first thing you'll see is the new design surfaces. This is a fully skinnable design surface where you can apply any number of new skins to it, and you can really see that you have access to all the different soft keys of different devices and things like that.
You mean you haven't gotten the Halo 2 skin yet?
Oh, we do. We got to get Beta 2 for that. This is still our Beta 1. And the other very cool feature that you'll see...
I didn't know you were doing
that. I'm just kidding, by the way. The other cool thing you can see is that we can actually rotate these. As we get new devices that are smart enough for you to be position sensitive, what the tool will do for you is allow you to test against those and allow you to really see with docking and different features like that how we can easily adjust these smart client applications for the full rotation and other sorts of features like that. So let's go ahead and go to the menu. We'll go ahead and say listings as the entry, and then we'll say, show me the map. And now the thing we'll do is we'll double click. We actually want to, when you click there, we need to display the map. To display the map, we need coordinates. So this is the time to talk to our GPS driver. I'm going to run a little thing here that we have to run on Beta 1, which essentially what it does is runs TLB imp on the lib so that I can actually interop with it. With Beta 2, that all happens, automatically as soon as you add the reference. We weren't quite there in Beta 1. So I'll go ahead and add a reference. My lib will show up there. Here's my GPS lib.dll. Go ahead and add that to my project. And now I should be able to start partying on the GPS information. I can just say GPS lib, read GPS class that we created. We'll call this my GPS. And I'll go ahead and new it up. And now I'll create a string. We'll call lat long. And then we actually can call my GPS. And we can say, here's our method, getData, which takes in those two out parameters for lat and long. So the first thing you want to do here is make sure, this is working. So we could just run the application now and take a look at the GPS coordinates, but what I'll do instead is I'll go ahead and already spice it up a little bit. I have a component I've written ahead of time, which actually has, so I'll add an existing project. What this does is it does the component that actually talks to MapPoint. I won't bore you with actually calling that web service here. It's called HouseMapper. Essentially, what it does is it exposes the different web services methods that show up on MapPoint today.
Are viewers going to be able to download this or get to it somehow?
The sources or MapPoint?
The component you're using here.
I can make that available, sure.
Okay. Cool.
So, again, what the component does is it's just a normal .NET component with a picture viewer on it.
Okay.
And the picture defaults to a picture of Red. So right away when the application starts, I want to see a picture of the main place that I'm usually at. And then as soon as it communicates with the GPS, if I'm in a different location, I'll actually go ahead and download a new picture from MapPoint and render it for me.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and make our listings manager the startup project so that Visual Studio doesn't get confused as to what he needs to start. And let's go ahead and build HouseMapper. Now, as soon as I build, we can go back to the design surface of our little application, and you'll notice that the component shows up in the toolbar of Visual Studio. I can just drag it over, and as you can imagine, you see the same thing you saw before. Now, another thing I want to point out here is all the work that went into the designer to really make sure it has parity with the WinForms designer. Notice the guidelines that really allow this to snap right into place, which is also a new feature in the WinForms designer in Visual Studio 2005. So we'll go ahead and very quickly size this up and make it look pretty. And that has the map information that we are looking to have. The next thing, the last part of the demo, is actually hooking this up to the telephony APIs. So for that, all we need is a button to make a phone call. And we're going to code these guys in a little bit.
Okay.
And a combo box, which contains the list of people in my contact list that I need to show houses to.
Okay.
Again, I'll use the guide points to make sure I can quickly align this with everything. And we'll make the button called something a little bit more clever. And we'll make it call for our phone call. So now we can double click on it and we can start writing code against it. The first thing I want to do is I'm going to paste a few lines here, which what they're going to do is they're going to interact with the house mapper guy control that I just added.
Now, how did you paste those? Is that a snippet?
Are just snippets that I have a priority set so that I don't run into what I usually run into, which is typos.
Right. That's a new feature as well, this new snippet.
So this isn't actually quite the code snippets, the new feature. Those show up in the IntelliSense.
Okay.
And I have to write a little XML to make them happen. The one on the side is something that's been there since 7.0. And essentially what it is you can just paste any code into it and name it, and it keeps it stored there for you.
Okay.
I should use snippets for it, though. It's a good point. So basically all I'm doing here is I'm calling HouseMapper control 1, which is that control that we just dragged, and I'm calling a method on it, render listings location. I'm passing into it the latitude and the longitude that we got from the Pharos device.
Yeah.
And then underneath it, I'm populating the combo box with the list of people that I have in my contacts list. So this is a new API that we are giving that really allows you to more richly interact with the telephony systems.
Okay.
Now, because that's a new guy, I actually need to add a few references. The two key references that you need to add from smart devices, which I'll do right now, are... and let me expand this so you can actually read it, is Pocket Outlook. Pocket Outlook is what allows you to interact with your contacts list and the telephony API. This is what allows you to make phone calls and things like that. I'll add both of those guys. And now we can go back to code. Now, one of the cool new features that I like about VS, one of the many features I like, is the fact that if I have something that I'm using that I have a reference for, but I haven't included the using clause for, I have smart tags that immediately help me with that information. So here it's telling me item store is something coming out of Pocket Outlook. Would you like me to either, attribute it with the full namespace so they don't get compilation errors, or would you like me to use the using? I'll go ahead and take the using, and immediately you see that turning green, meaning the background compiler actually recognized it. So we're good to go. We are talking to the map point. We have the coordinates. The last thing we need to do is actually code behind the button that actually makes the phone call. For that, you'll see how easy that API is, and that's the other new API that I was talking about. I just pasted 3 more lines of code there for you. The first one is creating a contact object. That contact object is essentially just grabbing the selected item from our combo box.
Our competitors are crying.
Yeah, no doubt. That's so true. They should be. There must be some Nokia kids over there. And the next...
Oh,
did I say that out loud? So I'll go ahead.
This thing now. Oh, God.
You started. The next one is the voice call. So I'm going to go ahead and use the using on it so that I can add the right assembly to it again. And basically all I'm doing here is I'm creating a new voice call. Need to pass in a phone number to it. The phone number comes from my contact object. So I'm saying grab the mobile telephone number from that contact. And how easy is it to make a phone call? Literally, all I have to do is say voicecall.talk. And that actually is going to make the connection. And we're good to go. If we compile this...
Can you make your API names any shorter than that?
I don't know. It'll be hard. Yeah, whoever wrote this one was quite inspired. We'll go ahead and build that. And that build succeeded as well. The next thing we'll do is we'll deploy it to the device. Oh, and I did a mistake. This is proof that it's a live demo. So you notice it deployed to the emulator. Yeah. And this is not, you know, to give it a little advertisement to my mistake, the emulator is brand new in WIDB. We rewrote it from scratch. And this, we had a lot of customer complaints over the previous ones of being very buggy. Yeah. This is written from scratch. It's smoking fast. It's super reliable. And it's just fantastic. Go ahead and kill it. And let's actually deploy it to the real device. Because as good as our emulator is, this is not a Bluetooth-enabled laptop. So it's going to have a hard time talking Bluetooth serially through our little Bluetooth unit.
Right.
So let me go to the properties page. And you'll notice that in our new properties page, we have a devices tab. And here's where I can select my deployment target. And I'll go ahead and select Pocket PC device as my target. And now we'll try deploying again. And deployment succeeded. And you can notice how quick that deployment was. So it's a lot of work done with to revamp the deployment. So now we have two choices. You can zoom into the device, or I can get device. Okay.
Yeah.
So now on the device, we'll go ahead and start the listings manager.
Yep.
It's proven that there's no smoke and mirrors here. I'll go back to program files. This is where I deployed both the GPS guy as well as the listing managers that we just saw.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on it. And you notice immediately the map of Redmond showing up, even though we're in California and Santa Clara.
Yep.
And as soon as, before I click it, I want you to zoom into the Pharos device.
Okay.
You notice this guy's nice and quiet. It's polling, you know, for satellite locations on given intervals. As soon as I click data, you're going to see the interaction, the chatting interaction between the two devices. I'll put them next to each other.
That'd be great.
And you're going to see that the blue light is going to go nuts.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and say show map. And you see the Pharos device immediately polling for it.
Yep.
It talked to the web services. It made 3 web services calls. And now you see that a map of California showed up. We are here in Santa Clara, right by Route 99.
Yep.
And here's the different people in my database that I need to show houses to. The drop-down populated with all of their names. I can select any number of them. We'll go ahead and select the first person. And now as soon as I say call, I have that person's cell phone right here with a nice pretty doggy picture. And we'll go ahead and click call.
Okay.
You see the call being made. This is that V.talk.
Yep.
Fully integrated into my smartphone. And there is the phone.
Cute.
So essentially, with about 50 lines of code, I was able to create a very rich and functional smart client application that interops between unmanaged device code as well as managed device code. Very rich, natural editing in the designers that feels very, very similar to the entire rest of the experience inside of the IDE. So some fantastic work in the IDE in Visual Studio 2005 for devices, and you got to see just a little bit of it.
Well, thanks for taking some time out of your business trip here to
I'd love to
show me the cool demo with all these toys.
You're most welcome.